French theologian John Calvin was referring to idols when he said the human heart is a perpetual idol factory. An idol can be a career, an activity, an ideal, a person, a place, or a thing that we put before God in our hearts. Idols are not restricted to ancient people. In fact, they are more prevalent today than they were in ancient times. me, son of man, do you see what they are doing? The great abominations that the house of Israel are committing here to drive me far from what? My sanctuary. But you will still see greater abominations. Oh my God, it's going to get worse. Listen, God told Ezekiel, this is just the beginning. What Ezekiel witnessed shocked So in these verses, God is speaking of people, his people in particular, making idols and bowing down and worshiping those idols instead of giving God the worship that belongs to him alone. So when God demands worship, it's not because God is a narcissist. It's not because God is self-centered. It's because God is the creator. He's the maker and sustainer of all the worlds. So in other words, he deserves from his creatures the kind of worship he's commanding. He's not doing it because he needs you to worship him. He wants you to worship him and acknowledge him for who he is. God is possessive of worship and service that belongs to God. We'll worship and serve people all day long, but we won't worship and serve God. It is a sin, as God points out in his commandment, to worship or serve anything other than the true and the living God. We try to serve happiness and try to serve success. We serve pleasure and power and position. Things fall apart around us, then we want to come to God. God, help your boy, help your girl. And God is saying, where you been? Where you been? God hasn't disappeared. God hasn't moved from his position. You moved from God. God is waiting on you to repent and come back. It is a sin when we desire, listen, or we are envious, or we are jealous of someone because he or she something that we do not have. It is different use of the word jealous when God says he is jealous. Because God is not doing what he's saying based upon envy or need for what you have. His statement of jealousy is because he's God. He's giving you all that you have. He's the sort, look, without him, you couldn't take a breath this morning. Right? He gives breath and he takes breath away. Without him, you couldn't be moving around and walking around, you know, without any assistance. It's because he gave you that ability and the activity of your mind. The fact that your mind can think and move and run as it does is because God allows it to. So God is just desiring what belongs to him. Glory. Worship and service belongs to him alone, and we are to be given to him alone. Well, in Ezekiel chapter 8 again, verse 14, there were women mourning. They were crying over Tammuz. Tammuz was a Mesopotamian fertility god known as the shepherd. And in the minds of these people, between the Tigris and the Euphrates, introduction here. The sin of idolatry, beloved, was being committed right in the temple. We would say in the church. The place where God's presence and his name rested. Ezekiel 10:8 says, then the glory of the Lord went up from the threshold of the house and that still happens in